What a real joy it is to have you listening today to the ministry of Sermon and Song, and I hope that the Lord will bless your heart, encourage your heart as you listen to the program today. We're continuing in our study in the book of John. We're at John chapter 18 and down to verse 39 for our message today. John 18. Verse 39. As we closed out the program yesterday, we were talking about the fact that Pilate said, "I find no fault in him." Now, we gave you many reasons why he did not find fault in Jesus. There was no fault to be found in him. And yet, even though he knew Jesus to be innocent, even though he knew that Jesus was not guilty of any of the crimes that he had been accused of, he still did not release him. And he thought he would come up with an idea that perhaps he could release him and still stay in favor with the Jewish leadership and the hierarchy of the religion there in Jerusalem. So he said, "But ye have a custom," verse 39, "that I should release unto you one at the Passover. Will you therefore that I release unto you the King of the Jews?" Then cried they all again, saying, "Not this man, but Barabbas." Now Barabbas was a robber. This shows you just how wicked these people were and how anxious they were to get rid of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I look at that and I say, how could they be so anxious to get rid of a good man like Jesus? Of course, he was God, but they would consider and did consider him a man, even without recognizing him as God. Why would they want to have him killed instead of a robber, one who was an insurrectionist, one who was a robber, one who was a very vicious individual and would be very dangerous if he were turned back out into society? And yet, in the chance that they had to choose whether they would choose Barabbas, a robber, or choose Jesus, a good man, a wonderful man, a man that went about healing the sick, a man that went about feeding the hungry, a man that went about serving and working and helping, they chose a robber instead of Jesus. Now that shows you their hatred and their rejection of Jesus. Now the question is, why? Why did they reject Jesus? Well, basically one reason. They rejected Jesus because he claimed to be the Son of God. And they must have believed that there was something to it, or else they would not have paid that much attention to it. Others had come in the past and claimed to be Jesus. Since that time, others have come and claimed to be Jesus, and society just lets them alone. Don't bother them, don't pay them any attention, and they soon fade out. If Jesus had not been the Son of God, his followers would have soon faded away, his ministry would soon have faded away, and there would have been nothing to it because he could not have proved that he was the Son of God. So they must have believed that he was the Son of God, or there was an extremely good chance that he was the Messiah of Israel, or they never would have reacted as they did. But they did. They reacted horribly to the decision that they had to make here between Barabbas and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, they chose Barabbas. They chose Barabbas because it was a way for them to keep their popularity. They chose Barabbas because it was a way for them to continue on in their control over the people, gathering the praise of the people, as well as the funds and the money from the people, as well as being recognized as religious authorities. They gained that by choosing Barabbas. They held on to their position. But at the same time, when they held on to their position in this life, they held on to that which pleased them, they lost that which would have been good for them for eternity. And because of their rejection of the Lord Jesus Christ, they wind up in an everlasting, eternal devil's hell. Whereas if they had received the Lord Jesus Christ, if they had made the right choice here and had chosen Barabbas to be crucified and released Jesus, then they might have believed upon him and had an opportunity to be saved. But they rejected him. Many of you listening to me today, and I'm sure there are many, you didn't probably intend to listen to this program. You probably didn't hunt for this program. It's just you just came across it as you were searching for something to listen to on the radio dial, and you're listening, and you said, well, I'll hear that out. I'll see what that man's saying. I'll see what he's talking about. And I say to you, you have an opportunity today to choose the Lord Jesus Christ over the things of this world, over Satan, over his plan, over his program, over the sinful pleasures of this earth that the devil offers. Oh, yes, there would be a change. Repenting of your sins and turning to Jesus Christ, the life is going to be different. You're not going to be living the same life that you are living right now. But you do have that opportunity. You are hearing the voice right now of the Word of God coming to you, that you have the opportunity to either choose Jesus Christ as your Savior and as your Lord, or reject Him and choose the things of this world. Now, which is your choice today? What will you do with Jesus? There's a song that says, what will you do with Jesus? And I say to you today, what will you do with Jesus? Oh, somebody says, well, I don't have to make up my mind right now. I'll decide on that later. I'll do something about that at a later time. No, my friend, you will choose Jesus or Barabbas. You will choose Jesus or this world right now. You have no choice but what to make a decision right now. If you receive Him, if you accept Him, you believe upon Him as your Savior and as your Lord, then you will become a born-again child of God. If you put it off, then you have rejected Him, because He is offered to you right now. He's not offered to you tomorrow. You may not be around tomorrow. He's not offered to you next week. You may not be around next week. He is offered to you right now as your Savior and as your King. He's offered to you right now as one who will forgive your sins and regenerate you and place you into the body of Christ and give you eternal life in the Lord Jesus Christ. He is giving you that privilege and that opportunity right now. And if you do not accept Him right now, then you have rejected Him right now. You say, well, no, preacher, I'm not rejecting Him. Oh, yes, you are. If you do not receive Him, you reject Him. If you put Him off, that's the same as a rejection of Him right now. So I plead with you, if you're not a born-again child of God, this is the crucified Savior that we're talking about. This is the one that died to save you from your sins, offering to save you and give you eternal life in the Lord Jesus Christ. All you must do is say, I want Him. Let the Holy Spirit convict your heart. And if He is convicting you right now, you can make up your mind and make the decision, I'll choose Jesus instead of the things of this world. And instead of the life that I'm now living, I will take Christ as my Savior, and I will believe that He is God, that He truly is the Messiah of Israel. He truly is the Son of God, and He can save me, and He will save me, for I trust Him right now. If you need further help, by all means, contact us with the address that our announcer will give you at the close of the program, and we'll help you in any way that we possibly can.